It's Tuesday, and you know exactly what that means. That's right, it's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are continuing the mixtape series with a message you do not want to miss. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. It's time to lock in. Let's have a little talk. See you in a minute. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. First and foremost, before we get started, want to thank all of you for your weekly support of the 2-2 Podcast. It brings me great joy and great honor to do this each and every week. I can't thank you all enough for your support. Also want to thank you all for being patient with me on Thursday. Thursday I just was not there. I mean, it some things like that don't need a huge explanation. But I just was not there mentally. I was actually not, more or less not there physically than I was mentally. I just was in excruciating pain. I was exhausted. And so I just needed a day where I needed to recharge. But again, thank you for being patient with me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being all that you are to me and this show. And thanks to my tribe, my circle, my people, man, for, you know, keeping me grounded, helping me through some tough times, even though they didn't know what was going on. I don't know whether it was, they found many ways to do it, making me laugh, making me think, making me, come out of my bubble, because sometimes I can be very reclusive, excuse me, and sometimes can be, I don't know, the introverted part of me comes out of the of me being an ambivert. And so thank you to all of you who just kind of make me laugh, make me smile on Thursday, not even knowing what I was going through. But again, thank you to all of you for your support. Hey, if it's your first time, or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I pray that I speak, in these next few moments, that I speak to your storm, speak to your struggle, speak to your situation. I strive to be three things on this show and in life. That's authentic, that's transparent, and it's informal. And I pray that within those three pillars of my life and this show, that I say something today that supercharges you, that energizes you, that encourages you, that affirms you, that causes you to say enough is enough. It causes you to say, I'm going to break the chains that I've been bound by for so long. That causes you to say, I'm going to break every generational curse that has been attached to my life and to my bloodline. And I strive to be this. And I promise you this. And say it with me if you've been with this show for as long as I've been saying this next phrase. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So again, thank you for your support of the show. And thank you for joining me if this is your first time, your first time in a long time. All right, let's get to work. So, as you heard on the intro, we are continuing our series entitled Mixtape. And we are on the fifth track of this mixtape series. And it's been a great one. And I can't say enough about how humbled I am to see so much support for this series. And how much, it's blessed a lot of people, and how it's encouraged a lot of people. Man, we've talked about it all thus far. We've talked about pride. We've talked about we've talked about confrontation. We've talked about a lot of things. But today, I wanted to take a little time and talk about exercising patience, not only with other people, but with yourself. See, one of the hardest things in the world is having patience, especially in a culture where we want everything now, 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 now. You've heard me say this on numerous occasions. We live in a world. We want crockpot blessings in microwave time. We want crockpot blessings in microwave time. And the problem is, when we don't get what we want, we lose our sense of patience. We lose our sense of going, I know it's going to take time, and I'll wait. As much as I don't want to wait, I know I have to wait. Because waiting is necessary, it's vital. I know, for example, they say there's an old saying that says, don't drink wine before it's time. Even wine has a time in which it needs to mature, and it needs to become its best. Even wine has its time. And just like wine, we need to learn the value of patience. We need to tell ourselves sometimes, when it comes to growing and maturing and reaching a goal, bear with me here. I'm not where I need to be. I'm not where I want to be. But I know in time, in due season, I'm going to get where I need to get. I know I'm going to be where I need to be. I need somebody to understand that's dealing with a point in their lives where they want to quit, they want to give up. Do not give up hope. This is not the time to do it. The minute you quit, you'll go back to the beginning and lose all of the progress that you've made. Patience is an amazing thing when you value it. But what you say is the what does patience truly mean? Well, y'all know me. I love definitions. I love key terms. I didn't always. This is your first time in a long time. Please understand that I do have a lot of definitions on this show, and I do encourage you to write them down. But I was a person at one point in my life that hated writing, and I hated definitions. Hated explaining things big time. That was my issue. But now I love them. That's another story for another day. But what is the definition for the word patience? Here we go. There's a couple of them. The capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Again, that is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you. But for research purposes, let's do a little thing real quick. How many people have been in a place in their lives where they wanted to get angry because something is not moving well? Or something is not moving fast enough for them. And they wanted to get angry because, people weren't, growing with you. Or better yet, let me say it like this. Let me put it like this. How many people had the opportunity to get angry because you were working on a goal or working on a dream? And it seemed like nothing was moving. And people were leaving. because they didn't see, because it wasn't moving on their timing. Uh-oh, I might be stepping on somebody's doorstep right now. Is there anybody who's had to endure the pain of people leaving because they weren't patient like you've been patient? People you were close to leaving because they wanted to see results now. When the dream calls for a little time. Dream doesn't call for it to happen now. It calls for it to happen eventually at some point in your life. If you keep working and you keep praying and you keep fighting. Yes, it may not come when you want it. Allow the Baptist kid to come out of me in this moment. It may not come when you want it, but it's always on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Our blessings may not come when we want them to, but they're always on time. I know there's some people that don't believe in God and don't go to church or anything, but I just need somebody to understand at this moment. Sometimes God is telling you, bear with me here. I know it's rough. I know it's tough. I know people are leaving. I understand that it doesn't seem like anything is moving. But I encourage you, I'm telling you, bear with me here. I'm not going to leave you in the dark. I know it's rough. I know you're waiting on that promotion at that job. I know you're waiting on that yes. I know you're waiting on that confirmation. I know you're waiting on that thing to happen. I know you're waiting on that raise to happen. I know you're waiting, but bear with the result. There are some times where you have to bear with God. Sometimes you have to bear with, and there's some times where you have to bear with yourself, because it's even when you're in a place where you are trying to grow from a place that wasn't positive, or wasn't wasn't positive, or wasn't helping you become all that you were called to be. You're finally on this journey to being from being a person who didn't feel like they needed to wait on anything, to now being a person that understands the value of patience and waiting. That there are some times where you just, it's frustrating. It's frustrating. It's absolutely grade A frustrating. But you've done all the necessary things you needed to do. You've waited. You fasted. You've prayed. You've waited. You've fasted. You've prayed. You've worked. You've cried. You've had sleepless nights. You've been told no. People have left. People keep coming back. People leave. People keep coming back. You're waiting on that confirmation, and nobody's saying anything to you. It's hard. But there's something inside of a person that values patience, that causes them not to quit. And it's this one thing, and it's this thing. It is the constant thought of, no matter how long it takes, I'm going to be, here's the word, persistent. It takes patience, but it also takes a little persistence and consistency. Patience, you have to be persistent on this journey. You have to be persistent and consistent that you are going to accomplish everything that you have been called to be and called to do, no matter how long it takes. There's that old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day. It took some time. Some of your favorite championship teams didn't become champions right away. It took some time. It took years of patience and persistency and persistent effort and consistency to go from level one to being a champion. You have to be patient with the process. You know, the Philadelphia 76ers have been saying this for years. Trust the process. Trust the process. There's a process to growing. There's a process to being everything you're called to be. There's a process to this thing. There's levels to this. And you will not achieve a higher level until you have mastered the level that you are on. Do not rush yourself. There is no cheat code to this. Don't put yourself in a position where you've taken shortcuts to get where you need to get and find out that you're not prepared for the next level. I know I wasn't the only one as a kid that used cheat codes to get to a certain level of a game. I'm not the only one. There's somebody on here who's played video games like I had, who had the book, who had the cheat code book, or they would go on the cheat code website and they would print off cheat codes for your favorite games. One of my favorite games, and it was Grand Theft Auto. More specifically, Grand Theft Auto 3. And one of the cheat codes that I would use was the cheat code to make your car fly, or the cheat code to get a tank. But that cheat code to make your car fly, because on GTA 3, if you've never played it, the first part of the game, the Callahan Bridge is damaged. And everybody knows that cheat. Everybody knows the cheat code that you needed in order to get over to the other side of the city way before your time, and you weren't prepared for anything else because nothing else was finished on that side of the game. But somehow you just needed to know what was going on. And in life, I know that was a long explanation, but I need people to understand something. That in life there are places that we are not equipped for yet, and that are not ready for us yet, and we're not ready for yet. And we need to understand that we need to trust the process and do what we need to do and get the achievements and grow in this level and grow in our mindset and grow in maturity and grow in our skill set. We need to understand that before we go any further to the next level. You got to trust the process, and you got to trust God's timing, and you have to trust that where you are, come over here, Bishop George Bloomer, that where you are is not where you are. It's just where you are until you need to get where you need to be, until you get where you need to be. Where you are is not just where you are. It's just where you are until you get where you need to be. This is not where I intend to stay. I've been content with this level. I've been content with this posture. I've been content with this mindset. I've been content with this. But now it's time to grow. It's time to move. It's time to work to the next level. And no matter how long it takes, I'm going to be patient with the process that is before me at this very moment. Does it mean I'm always going to be happy with the results at the moment? No. Does it mean everybody's going to be supportive? No. Does it mean people might walk away? No. Does it mean people might throw some shade? No. Does it mean people won't throw shade? No. Does it mean that the enemy, that's the enemy sometimes, will tell me to quit? Yes, it absolutely means that. But I just can't give up now. I've come too far. Come here, Reverend James Cleveland. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me this road that I'm on right now, this very moment, would be easy. But I don't believe God's brought me this far. I don't believe I've gotten this far to be left on the side of the road. I don't believe I've been brought this far to quit. I don't believe I've been brought this far to be given up on. I don't believe I've been brought this far to be told, you're not going to get it. Oh, no. I'm going to keep working for this. I've been in this place way too long to quit now. I just can't give up now. There's no way. If I gotta fight for it, I will. If I gotta claw for it, I will. If I gotta pray for it, I definitely will. If I gotta separate myself from people who have a sedentary posture, so be it. I will do what needs to be done. I need somebody to understand at this very moment that you are too far in this race to give up. And I need you to understand that this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those who endure. Those who have patience. Those who are persistent, whose endurance is up, who's built to run a 26.2-mile race, not just built to sprint, but those who are built to run a marathon. The race is given to those who take their time and in spite of all obstacles in front of them, they keep going. They press forward. They press toward the mark of the prize. Press towards the goal that is set before them. They press towards everything that they've been called to be. They press forward. They press the line. They push it back. They do what they need to do. They endure the long drive. They're not worried about the one play. They're worried about, let's do what we need to do. We're far back and we need to get upfield. And if it takes some time to get to that goal line and get that and score that touchdown, then so be it. This is your season to win. This is your season to thrive. This is your season to never give up. I beg of you, tell yourself to bear with me. Tell other people that are supportive of you, bear with me. It's not always going to be like this. I'm not always going to be in this place. Let people know. You think this is where I'm supposed to be? Oh, no, 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 no. Don't put that on me. That's not how this goes. I'm in this place for now. But watch where I end up. Watch the place that I go. Watch the elevation that happens. Watch the promotion that happens. Watch the miracles that happen. Watch what happens next. You ain't seen nothing yet. And I don't say that in arrogance, but I say that in the confidence of knowing that if I've been patient and that I've been persistent and I've been consistent and working towards everything that I've been called to be, then I know that for a fact, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that where I am is not where I intend to be very long. That I will be everything that I've been called to be. There's somebody right now that needs to understand that. That there's somebody right now that is dealing with being at a crossroads, at an impasse, at a place where they want to quit. Don't ever quit. Don't ever give up. We've got so much we need to accomplish. And God is telling us, bear with me. I got something for you. If you keep on waiting, if you keep on working, if you keep on fighting and praying. And sometimes you have to tell yourself, bear with me. We're not always going to be here. I'm not always going to be in this place. And I won't allow myself to believe that I'll always be in this place and that I will elevate. Bear with me here. We got a long way to go from where we are. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget, the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.